Dun-dun-dun-dun! I have published a new book. It's called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. You can find it on Kindle and in paperback form on Amazon, and the audiobook is coming soon. So check out The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude on Amazon now. What are you being called to do? What is the universe calling on you? What mission is it giving you? What purpose are you being driven towards? We like to think we control our destinies. Spoiler alert, you don't. You can choose if you want to go this way or that way, but you're choosing within a limited set of options. However, given that, the choices that will be most impactful are the choices that are aligned with what you are being called to do. God has given you certain strengths and talents and gifts and predilections, and you can go with them or you can fight them. And some people, too many people, will go against their talents because following your talents is an enjoyable thing. Your talents are the things you're good at and like doing. But you may feel like, who am I to think I can be a great singer or writer or speaker or coach or entrepreneur or programmer or whatever? Who am I to think I can do that? Well, I say, who are you to think you can't do that? It's not like you sat down one day and said, I want to be a singer. Yeah, my voice is gravelly and rough, but I want to be a singer. Most people, if they want to be a singer, it's because they're kind of good at it and they like doing it. They were given those initial gifts. If people are driven towards entrepreneurship and they want to be an entrepreneur, it is because they have some gift for it. They have some inclination to it. That's why I'm an entrepreneur, because I lack gifts otherwhere that drive me this way, and I have gifts in this direction that drive me this way, and I eventually gave in. It took me a long time. I fought it for a long time. But finally I said, okay, all right. Universe, take me where I'm going. What, where are we going here? How's this gonna go? And sure enough, it's taken me to some pretty good places. So what are you being called to do? What is God calling you to do? And what would it look like to say, all right, let's do it? What would it look like to stop struggling and surrender to your calling? I bet it would be a lot more relaxing and a lot less stressful. And things tend to work out when you're in alignment. You may say, I don't know how I'd pay the bills. You'll find a way. When you follow the path, the universe takes care of you. When you go off the path, the universe takes care of you, but in a different way, if you know what I mean. But what are you being called to do? And what do you think it might look like if you follow that calling? I have published a new book called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. It's a lot of the same concepts. The basic principle of the book is that I was coaching clients, and they were telling me about their dream life, and I was recognizing elements of their dream life in my everyday life. And it made me realize there's things in my life that people are dreaming of, and there's things in my life that the me of a few years ago would absolutely have given his right arm for, and chances are you've got the same. So I took these concepts about values and what makes us do what we do, vision, where we want to be, and gratitude, appreciating the awesome things we have, and put them together into one awesome book called The View from the Deck, Values, Vision, and Gratitude. You can find it on Amazon.com. Just search for Michael Whitehouse, The View from the Deck, and get your copy today.